around the world in times gone by, British brass bands performed the soundtrack to Empire. But as a new era of independence dawned, bands began to march to a different tune. I'm Colin Salmon, actor and trumpet player, and this is part one of World Class Brass. A journey across four continents to trace the musical legacy of the British Empire and discover the best of brass from around the Commonwealth. During this three-part series, we'll visit the deserts of northern India to hear bugles that once played the praises of kings leading wedding processions. We'll find out how military brass bands in West Africa gave birth to popular crazes like highlife and Afrobeat.
You can't play black music without a brass section.
And we'll follow the sound of the trumpet across the Atlantic to the Caribbean to discover the rich brass traditions of Trinidad and Tobago.
I love to hear music play, that's my occupation. So naturally I was there at the competition.
But our first stop takes us much closer to home, to Malta, in the Mediterranean Sea. This former colony played an important role in the British Empire for over 150 years. And today, that relationship can still be felt all throughout the island, and particularly in its music. From the shores of the Mediterranean, we now embark for India, where British brass bands have an even older history. Once the jewel in the crown of the British Empire, India has been home to brass music since the 17th century. Today, there are thousands of brass bands across India, leading baby naming ceremonies, weddings, and even funerals. Our guides to this tradition are the members of a wedding band. But the Bollywood brass band is no ordinary Indian wedding band.
We are the Bollywood Brass Band.
The band are on their way to India to play at a high society wedding. But how did they come to play this kind of music? The band was formed 20 years ago when an Indian group, the Shyam Brass Band, came over to London.